I am here at the 2015 International Production and Poultry Expo in the Novus booth, and I am standing here with their CEO. Tell me a little bit about what you do in the past year for Novus.
So what do we do in the past year for Novus? Is we redefine the strategy around two pillars. One is methionine, the other one is our specialty business. And we will focus in the specialty business around a few core platforms and technology that will help us move forward and better serve our customers in the coming years.
Well, as you talk about moving forward, let's talk about future strategies for Novus.
So the strategy for Novus will be to keep on investing in the two pillars that we have, one being the methionine, and we have just announced a methionine expansion in the US that will come in the coming years, and also to better invest and in our specialty business through developing new technologies in-house as well as looking outside to those technology that will help our customers be more profitable and more sustainable in the future.
Well, you guys, as I understand, are celebrating the 10-year anniversary for Mintrex. Tell me a little bit about why you feel it has been so successful.
So this is the same for many products. The success depends on the value you bring to your customers. So we decided to launch Mintrex 10 years ago because we had identified that there was a need for more bioavailable sources of minerals in the industry. We designed Mintrex and we start selling first to the poultry industry, and our customers saw high value in the product. And this is the foundation of our success. But since that time, we have developed this technology to poultry, other poultry, to swine, to cattle, to fish. So we are now selling Mintrex to all our customers for all species. And this is basically the foundation of the success. It became a global solution to the feed industry.
Tell me a little bit more about the intent to expand Alimet capacity in the U.S. Throughout the Gulf Coast region.
So the methionine market is increasing anywhere between 4 to 5% per year. And this is the same for the last 20 years. So there is a need to improve capacity and be able to serve a customer worldwide. So the methane market became very large. So the pace of investment that is required to supply your customers is actually now way faster somehow than it used to be. So there are opportunities for us to invest in the US because of the lower costs due to the shale gas. And we are taking this opportunity not only to serve our customers the volume they need, but also to position ourselves where the production costs are the lowest.
Since we are at the 2015 IPPE, tell me a little bit about Novus's primary business purpose for being here at this event.
So we have two main topics here. One is a 10-year anniversary for Mintrex. The other one is to celebrate the success of our enzymes. We believe we are the number one supplier of the industry for our protease, and this is a great achievement. This technology did not exist back 5-6 years ago, and now we are helping our customers developing sustainable solutions and enhancing the value, the protein value of their raw materials. So that's what we are doing, and we see great success for the products.
Well, thank you, Francois, for taking a few minutes to share the mission for Novus and your presence here at IPPE. Once again, at the 2015 IPPE in the Novus booth, I'm Jamie Johansson.